The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little or no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words, one day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host.
If he's even still showing up.
Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, if I'm even still showing up. What a jerk. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, every now and again on this program, I get to have nothing but fun. Today is one of those days because I'm sitting here in the studio with my friend, Pastor Greg Laurie. Greg, welcome.
Eric, good to be with you.
As soon as you show up, I thought, okay, Eric, you got to tone it down. Like, I'm ready to start joking with you on a level that would be inappropriate. So wow. We're going to tone it down immediately.
I don't think we should tone it down.
We should.
Let's go to the next level today.
For no reason. Let's both destroy our reputations. Let's spend the next 10 years
let's not do
trying
that,
to get back what we lost in the next 5
okay,
minutes.
Okay, we won't do that.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Well, the reason you're here is because you have a new book out. You are doing some great stuff. First of all, you're a great pastor. You've got an amazing church in Orange County. And aren't you also in Hawaii?
Yes, we have a campus in Maui, Hawaii.
Is that a joke?
No, it's for real. In fact, you know what? 1,000 people attend that church. It's the biggest church on the island.
Really?
Yeah, and it actually came sort of late in life to us. The pastor wanted to retire. It's like he lives in Hawaii. He wants to retire. To do what, right? But no, seriously, he wanted to retire. So it kind of came into our family of campuses. And so we did get a live video feed of my message from California every Sunday morning. And then I find time in my busy schedule, Eric, to travel there periodically.
Yes.
And speak in person.
You know, going to Hawaii from California, that's tough stuff, man. You got to get on a plane.
Yeah.
And it's sunny there, and who wants
yes.
that? Well, I'd like to go there sometime.
Well, I've invited you, haven't I?
I know. Yeah, yeah. But you invited me when a time when you knew I couldn't come, and I know
that's not true.
And yeah. And so no, I would love. Of course, I'd love to come because you're fun, and we'll have fun.
We should,
and we'll bring the wives.
Yes,
right. And
that would be great. We were in Israel together with the wives, and that was fun trip.
Was it? Was it fun
for
you?
You're a very entertaining person to hang around.
Well, let me say this. It was, in some ways, it was an odd trip. When we went to Israel, and I have to tell my audience why it was an odd trip, because I was there with a group of pastors who had been there 40 zillion times, and they didn't care. They were like, oh, yeah, there's the this, there's the that, that. Like, they had given tours there. And so I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we're here. There's the this, there's the that. And everybody else was like, yeah, whatever. And so it was a really, it was kind of bizarre, actually.
But there was one person on the trip that was even at times more dapper than you are, because you're always well-dressed, even on the plane. Some people wear very casual clothes on the plane. You're always dressed like Eric Metaxas, pocket square, double-breasted coat, you know. But there was one person who maybe was fancier than you.
Absolutely.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, it was Liberace.
Yes. Which is shocking because hasn't been alive for a while, but there he was.
No, you know, I always get, this is so stupid, I always get Liberace confused with the guy we're talking about. Ralph
Reed.
Ralph Reed. That's right. I always think of him as the piano showman Liberace.
Oh, my goodness.
Ralph,
wow.
And the point is that, when he wears
stuff
like that,
I don't condone this, nor do I endorse it.
I mean, the fur cape. We're at the Sea of Galilee, and he's wearing a fur
cape. This is all Eric Metaxas right here.
And a jeweled scepter. Is that necessary, Mr. Ralph Reed? I don't think so. Okay, so
you're editing this out, I hope.
No. So here's the issue. We travel around, we kid around, we get in trouble, but
you get in trouble.
I never thought that.
You take it so far. Like, normally, I'm the guy that pushes the envelope, but because you push it so far, I become the conservative guy now.
I know. You back it up. You're like, I can't. I'm a pastor. I can't go there. I've got a church. Okay. we're here. Look, for two things, just so people understand what we're talking about here. Two things to talk about. The main reason we're here is because you're in New York. Talking about your brand new book on Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's going to be a documentary film soon. Johnny Cash is an idol of so many people. He was a profound Christian. A lot of people don't talk about that. So I want to talk to you about this new book. I also want to talk to you, sir, about what's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be there.
Yes, you will.
So we're going to have enough time this week to really get in trouble. So I'm going to have to – Suzanne will be with me. She usually keeps me in line. But – we're going to be together in your neck of the woods at the end of this week.
Yes.
Because you do an amazing thing every year. Before we get to the Johnny Cash book, I just have to ask you, tell my audience, a lot of people listening, maybe they don't know you, maybe they don't know about the Harvest Crusades. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, we've been doing these large-scale evangelistic events at Angel Stadium for 30 years now. We do them around the country and even overseas as well. But basically, it's sort of like, well, think of a Billy Graham crusade. But we took it and back in 1990, sort of tweaked it, made our own version of it. And it's music and it's gospel preaching. It's really focused on presenting the gospel in an understandable way and giving people an opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that. So we have a stellar lineup of music this year. We have Lecrae and Newsboys and For King and Country and Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham, and the list goes on. And, you know, the music has changed over the years, and obviously social media didn't exist when we started. Eric, and we did our first crusade, George H.W. Bush was president. Vanilla Ice had a hit on the radio. Do you remember what his big hit was?
Ice Ice Baby.
That's right, yes. MC Hammer was popular. Pretty Woman was in the theaters. And the closest thing we had to a tweet back then was a bird in the backyard.
This is sounding like Casey Kasem. Back in those days, the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, was number one. RFK had just been shot. No, I mean, you make it sound like it's 40 billion years ago. This is the 90s.
Yeah, 1990, okay. Actually. So 30 years later, here's the amazing thing. We've been able to bring the gospel to around 7 million people in person. And we have seen, and this is not an exaggerated number, we have seen 500,000 people walk down on that field to make a profession of faith to follow Christ. Some people say, oh, well, those aren't real conversions. Well, look. Not all of them are, but I'm telling you this, many of them are.
Yeah.
And I hear stories of people all the time, everywhere I go, who are in ministry today, who had their lives changed, their family's life changed as a result, and all kinds of amazing things happen because of that encounter with Christ. So this is our 30th year. So we found
seriously,
out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. This is the longest running, large scale evangelistic event in American history. I've never heard of anything like it. Now, you wrote a book called If You Can Keep It.
Yeah.
You talked a lot about revival in America.
I talked about George Whitfield. That's an amazing thing. But you see that Whitfield in the 18th century, Moody in the 19th century, Billy Graham in the 20th century.
Yeah.
We have had this in America, and it's, I would argue that vibrant Christian faith is a vital part of the United States of America.
Yes.
It's made us who we are.
That's
it doesn't
right.
mean you need to be Christian, but boy, without that vibrant Christian faith, we simply wouldn't be where we are. Now, let me ask
True.
You this. If people are listening right now, today's Tuesday. This
yeah.
crusade is Friday, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct.
Can people still come if they want to?
Yeah, they can come. It's in Southern California, in Anaheim, at the Angel Stadium. But the great thing is you can participate in it wherever you are, because it's we have a live HD, you know, broadcast of it. So you go to our website, SoCal.harvest.org. You can watch it live. We have a
SoCal.harvest.org.
That's it. Yeah, and also we have a Harvest app for the for Apple TV. We have a Harvest app for the Roku box.
What?
So you can download it, watch it on your TV set.
Okay.
You can watch it on your tablet, on your phone. Wherever you are in the country, in the world, you can participate. Just go to SoCal.harvest.org,
okay.
and the whole thing is live.
But there are people that are going to want to go there. They're listening
yeah.
right now,
yes.
and they're going to think, I didn't know about this. I don't even like Greg Laurie, but I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
So, Greg, seriously, I can't believe it. There are people listening right now. I guarantee that they're going to go to this.
Yeah.
I will be there probably all three nights.
Yes.
But
you're going to be praying Sunday night.
I'm going to be praying
and speaking
from
at our church
on Sunday night. I'm speaking at your church. But I want to say, if there's anybody who can get to Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
It's Anaheim.
That's right.
Angel Stadium.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. This is a cool thing to do, folks.
Yes.
Check it out. We'll be right back. More with Greg Laurie. We're going to be talking about Johnny Cash. Stick around.
Dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, is facing a third lawsuit for his practice of serving all people, but declining to create custom cakes expressing messages or celebrating events in violation of his religious beliefs. An attorney called Jack's shop to request a cake to celebrate a gender transition. If that sounds familiar, that's because the second lawsuit against Jack involved the same request. After the government backed off and dismissed those charges, the attorney behind the request filed yet another lawsuit. Rather than live and let live, this lawsuit seeks the financial ruin of Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is being attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Metaxas.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
Holy cow.
I'd get it one piece of
that is Johnny Cash, folks. I'm sitting here with my friend Greg Laurie. We're talking about Johnny Cash because Greg Laurie, you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, but you write these great books. You wrote a book on Steve McQueen a couple years ago, came out with a documentary on Steve McQueen. Who knew that Steve McQueen at the end of his life became a sawed-off, born-again Jesus freak? Almost nobody knows that except you told them. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing book and an amazing documentary. Now you have a book on Johnny Cash. Why did you write this book?
Yeah, well, you know, after I wrote the book on McQueen, I had a lot of people ask me, are you going to do another one? Another book on someone like this. And I said, well, if I did, it would be on Johnny Cash. And so I didn't really know Johnny's story in depth. I'd seen the movie, obviously, Walk the Line. I had read a couple of biographies of Cash. But I thought, well, if I'm going to tell the story, I'm going to tell it for the reason of wanting to present sort of a spiritual biography. That's what this is. It's a spiritual biography. There are other books on Cash that are very good, but I came at this from a different angle. And I wanted to talk about his very deep and abiding faith that sustained him throughout his entire life, from his childhood to the end of his life. And that's what sets Cash apart. I mean, years and years ago, there was a guy named Sam Phillips who had a studio called Sun Records. He discovered Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. They called them the Millionaire Quartet. Well, look at the course that some of those lives took, especially Elvis. I mean, you know, basically died in his mid-40s, drug abuse and the course his life took. Look at the life of so many rock stars that have come and gone. And I think one of the reasons Cash is not a statistic, and really he could have died so easily because he did live a pretty wild life at times, but the reason he didn't become another rock statistic,
right,
and end up like people, I was going to say Jimi Hendrix or Janis Joplin or a host of others, is because Cash always knew where to go when he was in trouble. And he got himself in trouble, usually by his own hand, but he always came back to the Lord. He had that bedrock faith he returned to. So that's why I called this book The Redemption of an American Icon. Steve McQueen was Steve McQueen, the salvation of an American icon. This is the redemption, because this man was redeemed over and over by the Lord.
Well, it's interesting. The movie Walk the Line,
yeah,
with what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. That was a wonderful movie.
It's a good film.
But there was a gigantic hole in the middle.
That's right.
How do you tell the story of the life of Johnny Cash without leaving out the central,
yeah,
fact of his life? We're not exaggerating. This was the central fact of his life. His wife, June Carter Cash, had an incredible faith. I mean, she comes, of course, from the famous Carter family. The Carter family.
Yeah.
They were super Christians.
Yeah.
And it was her faith in a way that helped pull him out of,
yes,
his misery.
Yeah.
There is no telling the story of Johnny Cash without that, and it's over and over and over. I remember in 1990, speaking of crusades, Billy Graham preached a crusade in Central Park, right here in New York City, and I went to that, and Johnny Cash played on the stage.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, wow, Johnny Cash, he's a Christian. He's up here with Billy Graham.
Yes.
Now, you knew Billy Graham, of course, and but, I mean, that is so central to his life that it's, to me, it's kind of typical Hollywood, and it's typically bizarre and typically strangely secular that they could try to tell the story and do a reasonably good job, but leave out the one thing that made him who he was.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, you know, he sort of lived in two worlds. I mean, he was buddies with Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Billy Graham. So go figure. But he lived sort of in two worlds. Johnny once said, you know, Johnny's the nice one and Cash gives him all the trouble. So, you know, he was always struggling and sort of living in two worlds. But there's one thing that's certain. He never even came close to denying his faith. In fact, he used every opportunity to speak up for his faith. You know, when he first went to Sam Phillips with some song ideas, Johnny wanted to be a gospel singer. And Sam Phillips said, no one wants to hear gospel songs. So they came up with some other songs, Hey Porter and another, that sort of launched his career. But Johnny kept coming back to these gospel roots. In the 70s, he had a huge television show, and he used it as a platform to talk about his faith and sing gospel songs. He even had Billy Graham on the show. He appeared at Billy Graham Crusades, but then he got arrested for trying to smuggle amphetamines over the border from Mexico.
Is that wrong?
To do that?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Alvin, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, here's what happened. When he was starting his career, he was so exhausted on the road and he just couldn't keep up with the pace of it. And someone said, here, take these little cream colored pills. And
isn't it? I mean, you hear this over and over again. People's lives were ruined by well-meaning hangers on. Right. I mean, it happened to Elvis. It happened to Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Just take these pills. Take these pills. And they didn't have a sense in those decades that, hey, these are scary drugs that can totally destroy your life. They just kind of thought, oh, this is a new thing that can help me.
Yeah, he thought they were from God. He thought these are a gift from God. Well, they turned out to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Because Johnny had a vulnerability in the area of drugs and alcohol, and it was an area he struggled with through much of his life. You know, one of the surprises of writing this book was how much he struggled in life. I didn't realize that the struggles happened way into his adult years, but he always came back to his faith. And even at times where there was a public incident and he wrecked a lot of cars, by the way, he pretty much by his own admission wrecked every car he ever owned. He would drive crazy and recklessly at times. But even when he was having trouble, Billy Graham would still let him on his stage. Billy was criticized for that, but Billy had an affection for Johnny. And I think they were very good friends. I think that Billy could see Johnny was a sincere, authentic man who struggled. Okay, so this is a story of a struggling Christian. And you know what? That's a story of a lot of people out there right now.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. Hey, no, seriously, you know, we joke around, but you were friends with Billy Graham because we talk about Billy Graham, and in a way, he paved the way for you to do what you do in evangelistic crusades. Again, this weekend, we're going to be in Anaheim Stadium. How did you meet Billy Graham?
I met Billy Graham, oh my goodness, let's see, it was back in the 80s. I first met him. I just went to one of his crusades to a mutual friend. I said hello, shook his hand. That was the extent of it. I really got to know him in the late 80s, early 90s, when he did a crusade in Anaheim, and I became friends with his son, Franklin. And then that relationship began to develop, and ultimately Billy asked me to be a member of his board of directors, and then a friendship developed. And Billy was sort of at the end of his ministry, and I was at the beginning of mine, and he asked me to help him with his sermon prep, specifically in the area of illustrations, which was like, you know, the greatest honor of all time to read over Billy Graham's sermons and take an illustration maybe that had seen its day and update it.
Okay, so in his illustration that's seen its day would be, in other words, he's making references that were no longer hip, right?
To a musical group or a song that was popular, you know, two decades ago. So I remember one time he was in Minneapolis, and this is back when the Smashing Pumpkins were around. And so I put a reference, a quote from Smashing Pumpkins in his sermon. And
so you're the one to blame for
that. Yeah, and I actually put a note, Billy, Smashing Pumpkins is a rock band, because I thought, what if he thinks that's literal? He thinks I'm talking about Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, so one of the greatest moments of my life when he says, and there's a band out called Smashing Pumpkins, and they have a song called Rat in a Cage. And he quotes from the song, and then he says, are you a rat in a cage? I almost fell out of my seat.
You're kidding.
Just deliriously happy because it was such an honor to help him in any way. But
are you kidding me?
About 8 or 9 years I did
You're not
it.
Kidding.
No, it was a lot of fun.
There's
and so because of that, I was in close proximity to him, spent time with him. And when I would go up to his room and I would sort of preach it to him, like I say, okay, Billy, here's your message. You say this and here's what I would say here. And I would sort of do it for him. And if he liked it, he'd pick up the phone and call his secretary and say, put this into the sermon. And if he didn't like it, he'd just stare at me blankly.
Wow.
As I would go on and he didn't respond. Then when he responded and reached over to the phone and had Stephanie put it in the notes, and I knew it was going to be a keeper.
That's hilarious.
A lot of fun. This is a trilogy of books. I didn't plan on writing three, but I'm going to write one more.
And if you write a trilogy, it's got to be three.
Well, that's correct.
Didn't you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
And the third one will be on Billy Graham.
Really?
Yeah, because he's the glue in the story between McQueen and Cash.
But what if you find a fourth one? Maybe you want to turn your author's pen to tell the story of Eric Metaxas, because I'm a legend to be in my own mind. And I want to tell you, then it wouldn't be a trilogy. It would be a tetralogy.
I didn't even know what the word was.
Yeah, not many people do, but it's important that we
get that. Is
that true? Of course.
A what?
Tetralogy.
Tetralogy.
Because the Greek word, tetra. Okay, never mind. Folks, we're going to be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to my friend. What's your name?
I have forgotten, but I think it's Greg Laurie.
Yes, Greg Laurie.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House is sticking by its view that the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong despite a report showing many economists expect an economic downturn in the next couple of years. Cyprus authorities say a marine police patrol vessel has safely brought to port 33 migrants packed aboard a small boat that was sailing off the East Mediterranean island's southeastern coast. That included women and children. Health authorities in Spain are on high alert after a 90-year-old woman died amid a listeria outbreak in the southern region of Andalusia. It's affected more than 110 people. Airlines expect record crowds over the long Labor Day period. The trade group Airlines for America is forecasting that 17.5 million passengers will fly on U.S. carriers between August 28th and September 3rd, a 4% increase over last year. This is SRN News.
Story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed.
Hey there, folks. Hey, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. You may have noticed I'm talking to my friend Greg Laurie. But Greg, he had to run out, use the can. What do we call it? I'm sorry, Dave. What do we call it? The turlet? The turlet. I apologize. And while he's out there, I thought, you know what? This is an opportunity to talk behind his back. For example, I want to talk before he comes back in here. Okay. I want to just say, first of all, that we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. Ha! I tricked you. This is a very serious campaign, and actually, I want to make sure that everybody who listens to this program, because people say, Eric, how can I thank you? I'm learning so much from your different guests. And I say, well, participate with us in the things we're doing. We really do need your help. I wouldn't talk about it all the time if we didn't. Food for the Poor is an organization, magnificent organization, on the ground in crisis spots around the world to do the stuff that governments don't do. Okay, you don't want your tax dollars to go to this because it would be half of it will be wasted. You want a lean, mean machine like Food for the Poor to be there. They know the situation. They are right now helping people that are leaving Venezuela. These people are really suffering. We've got a clip I want to play you. This is a news report, a TV news report. These people are suffering. They need our help. Food for the Poor delivers, but they need us to step up and to donate anything we can. So I'm just going to say, listen to the clip, and I'll be right back.
Hunger breeds a special kind of anger. There's no queuing for the youngest, living off what, even here, nobody wants. My brother got killed in July by another gang, says 14-year-old Usmaria. They found the body in the river. We gather stuff, we beg, a piece of chicken skin to take home. In the socialist utopia that now leaves nearly every stomach empty.
It's, I have to tell you, you know, we can talk about what's going on around the world, but we have to do something. And you have to do something through organizations you trust. So we trust Food for the Poor. They are able to leverage whatever you give outrageously, folks, outrageously. Okay,
that's right.
$100 pays for 2,500 meals. Okay, they're getting huge donations of rice and beans in container ships from around the world. They know how to do this so they can leverage your money. So every $100 feeds is able to get 2,500 meals to these displaced kids and their families. They're desperate for food. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, any amount will help. Anything you give will help. We just want everybody to participate. Some people can give a lot. The point is that we all have to do something, and we all have to, when we're thinking about what do I do, you want to do something where you can trust that you're a good steward of God's money, because it is God's money. It's not ours money, our money. At least that's how I look at it. And I want to say that you don't want to give to anything just to make yourself feel good. You want to give to where it's really going to do something. So that's why we do the work for you in vetting these organizations. Food for the Poor is the best of the best. They're on the ground, as I say, in Colombia, just over the border from Venezuela. They're helping these families. These families are literally scrounging around for scraps in the trash so they can have something to eat. It's like that, okay? We in America are relatively extremely wealthy. You know, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can change somebody's day or week. It's that crazy, okay? So whatever you can give, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. Some people would prefer to call. If you'd rather call, the number is 844-863-HOPE. If you don't want to call, the number is still 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. I hope before Greg Laurie comes back into the room, you will dial, because he'll be back for the next segment. So 844-863-HOPE. hope. When you listen to Greg Laurie, you'll have a conscience. Your conscience will be clear. You did something. Again, it doesn't matter what you do. Now, anybody who can give anything, we put you in the drawing. It's a huge drawing. You can get just an absolutely outrageous amount of things. It's like copies of every one of my books signed by me, copies of Chinese copy of Bonhoeffer, Dutch copy of Bonhoeffer, German copy of Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. Like, my books have been translated into languages, so we want to bless you with that. We've got three copies of Donald Drain's The Swamp signed by me, three copies of the new book, Donald Builds the Wall, signed by me, that people haven't even seen. I haven't even seen that yet.
I'm
but
learning Chinese
now,
just so I could read the Chinese version of
the book.
See what
I'm saying? Because it's that good. yeah, it's such a weird thing. These books come in all these languages, and I realize I can't read my own book. I just can't. But we just want to bless you, and you know, maybe you want to give these things to a library, but somebody is going to win big. You're also going to get T-shirts, Eric Metaxas Show T-shirts, Eric Metaxas Show mugs. If you've seen us on video, by the way, a lot of these shows are on YouTube. I hope you watch it on TBN on the weekends, but we put a lot of stuff on YouTube. This may be on YouTube, and you can see some of the stuff we're talking about. The T-shirts are beautiful. The hats are beautiful. We've got these gorgeous hats. You can win a hat. The mugs are, I mean, they're like very expensive mugs. I don't know what they cost. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. But the point is that this is all for a good cause. We have to do something, folks. You know that. We are blessed to be a blessing. This is a way to be a blessing. The phone number is 844-863-HOPE. You can call it right now, 844-863-HOPE. If you do it right now, I mean, my goodness, $10, $20, $50, whatever you give is gonna be significant. And you'll know you did something good. It's important. 844-863-HOPE. Or just go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, everything is there. It's very, very important. I just don't want to, make it sound like this is optional. These people need our help, and we're the way that Food for the Poor can do this. So check it out, 844-863-HOPE.
Or you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. I just read that pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor, and I believe it because I've gone to the doctor for that. Well, that's why Relief Factor is doing so well, because people don't like being in pain. They want a 100% drug-free solution if possible. And by the way, there's nobody more committed to helping people get out of pain than the father and son owners, I've met them both, of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know them, and they're on a mission. They're focused like a laser on trying to help people with back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or just from aging, exercise. That's my issue. Everyday living, which is why they've created the 3-week quick start pack. They discounted it to just $19.95, about $1 a day for 3 weeks. And after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to help stay out of pain. So why are tens of thousands of people, including yours truly, taking Relief Factor every day? There's only one reason. It works. Go to ReliefFactor.com. I take it. I beg everybody to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, If SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Hey, folks, that is Johnny Cash. That's the later Johnny Cash. I'm sitting here talking to Greg Laurie, who's got a new book out about Johnny Cash. It's called Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon. Greg, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Listen,
Eric.
By the way, while you were out hitting the head out here, I got a phone call from Ralph Reed, and he told me that I was in error on a number of those things.
I can understand.
And I just want to say, Ralph, everybody makes mistakes, okay? I thought it was a fur cape. Shoot me. What do you want from me? All right. Hey, we got to see. This is the problem. When I get around you, this is true. There's certain friends I have.
Don't blame this on me.
Oh, no. I'm blaming you.
First of all, I didn't go to the bathroom.
I get around. You never go to the bathroom. You're a pastor. Yeah. Okay. No, seriously, though. There's a number of friends. Sally Lloyd-Jones is another one.
Yes, I like her.
She wrote the Jesus Storybook Bible.
She did.
She's a mutual friend. Would you stop? She's a mutual. We're mutual friends with Sally. And Sally, whenever I get around her, it's just the same with you. This rascally thing comes out, and we can't stop joking, even if we try. It's a problem, folks. It's a problem. Okay, I want to get back to Johnny Cash. You go into these stories and you tell. This is the reason I get so excited, Greg. Seriously, is because the story of Steve McQueen, the story of Johnny Cash. The idea that there are people who admire these icons, and these are both extremely manly icons. Yeah. I mean, you think of these guys as larger than life.
Yeah.
The fact that both of them had this tender side, that they loved Jesus.
Yeah.
I guarantee you most people listening right now to this program think, Steve McQueen, Jesus? I didn't know that. I'm telling you, most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Many people don't know anything about Johnny Cash's faith in Jesus and his friendship with Billy Graham. And I see this all through our culture. It's why I get so excited about these books, as I said, is that we have all through our culture a hole where people, they tell stories, but they leave that out.
Yeah.
You just said that the Walk the Line, they leave out the Jesus stuff in this great movie. And I think, how do you do that? Jackie Robinson was an amazing Christian. A lot of people don't know that. It goes on and on and on. Buzz Aldrin, when he lands on the moon in 1969, takes communion, reads from the Gospel of John. There's a lot of God stuff in our history and in our culture, and we have sort of a media that's very secular. So I feel like what you're doing in these books is actually important work. So I just want to say thank you for that. Now,
appreciate that.
I got to ask you, did you ever meet Johnny Cash?
No, I wish I had. Coming back to him being such a strong male voice, Bono said of Cash, quote, "The most male voice in Christendom. Every man knows he's a sissy compared to Johnny Cash." But
hilarious.
Yeah, it's a great.
Wait a minute. Bono, look at this. Folks, I just want to draw your attention to the blurbs on the back of Greg Laurie's book. This is unbelievable. You got a blurb from Alice Cooper. By the way, Alice is a guy.
A good guy,
that's
too.
That's incredible. Alice is a Christian. I've met him. I have met him.
I interviewed him.
Sure you did. Alice Cooper is a Christian. Bob Dylan, there's a quote from Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, Johnny was and is the North Star. You could guide your ship by him. Dylan and Cash were very close friends. And in fact, when Cash was at the peak of his fame in the 70s, he had Bob Dylan on his show. Now, Dylan was thought of as countercultural. And, you know, blowing in the wind. And he was sort of the voice of a generation. And Cash was thought of as establishment and conservative. But Cash did not fit in any political box.
It was like Johnny. It would be like John Wayne having the Smothers Brothers on his show.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy, actually.
Isn't it?
But Johnny just loved music. He even had Pete Seeger on his show, for Pete's sake. So Johnny had folk singers.
Pete Seeger was like friends with Stalin.
Well, Pete Seeger was out there, you know, so in his views.
Okay, you got Keith Richards on here.
Well, he's not endorsing the book. He's just talking about Johnny Cash. I want to make that clear.
Okay, well, I want to make something clear. Nobody cares. Keith Richards is on the book, okay?
Oh, Eric
Russell Moore.
Yeah.
We know Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Southern Baptist Convention. He says, I've been a Johnny Cash fan since I was a young boy. I'm so glad Greg Laurie has chronicled his turbulent life and faith so thoroughly. This book will be an encouragement to you wherever you are on your journey. You know what I noticed in looking at these blurbs? Eric Metaxas is not on here.
Wow.
I suppose you don't think... I'm in the world of Bob Dylan and Keith Richards. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, I'm looking on the inside. I don't have a quote. Will you give me a quote? Okay, right now.
No. Eric
in Texas, quote, Johnny Cash, go. What would it be? What would you say?
I used to have time for this kind of nonsense.
Okay.
I'm a very big star right now.
Wow.
And maybe my staff will write something for you.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to Johnny
Cash. You're
the
only person that leaves me speechless. Usually I'm the wisecracking guy.
I know you are.
I'm the guy pushing the envelope. When I get around you, I'm like, whoa, whoa, and I back off.
I know.
And I don't know what to say at times.
I know. Because you're a pastor. There's lines you can't cross. Okay. So seriously, though, but I do preach in churches, and you have given me the honor of preaching in your church.
You do a great job,
I will be preaching
too.
In your church this weekend.
You will.
But when I say your church, we've got Irvine and Riverside, right?
Yeah, Orange County. Yeah, Irvine's Orange County, Riverside. Then we have a couple of other campuses.
Well, I know you do, I think that's where I'm preaching.
Well, you're going to be in Riverside in Orange County.
Okay.
That's where you'll be.
Thank you very much.
And also be seen and heard in Maui, Hawaii.
I know.
Yeah.
They worship King Kamehameha.
No, they don't. They worship Jesus Christ, but he was their king.
And they eat sugar pops, cereal. Isn't that true?
I don't know about that.
No.
I have to check on that. Okay. Sugar cane is grown in Hawaii.
I don't know. Okay. So this is tough.
You're a graduate of Yale.
We're going to get through this together. I was the editor of the humor magazine at Yale.
I can see
that.
And
so that's when I discovered my wacko side.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. I was wacky growing up. But I didn't know it. I just thought everybody was like that.
Yeah.
Because my family is, you wouldn't think it, but the German side of my family, they're nonstop jokesters.
Really?
You don't think of Germans as jokesters, but they come from Saxony, which is exactly where Martin Luther was. Martin Luther was a joking nut, right?
And you wrote a book on him.
And I wrote a book on maybe when you have your radio program, you can interview me about my books.
Yes. I actually had you speak at our church on Martin Luther.
I know. I know I did.
To the point.
And this weekend I think I'm speaking about Bonhoeffer.
I heard that.
I don't think I have spoken about Dietrich Bonhoeffer at your church.
That would be great.
Anyway, okay. I try to run out the clock because I don't want my guests to say anything. When we come back, we're going to have plenty more, both hours, with my friend Greg Laurie. The new book, Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon. Stick around.
A true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down. It curls and falls all down her breast.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips. With the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy.
This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president of Hong Kong Information Technology Federation, Francis Fong, says Twitter has suspended more than 200,000 accounts that it believes were part of a Chinese government influence campaign targeting the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong.
I think Facebook and Twitter did the right thing. It's not only because where these attacks, where these users or fans page are coming from. It's also because we know, even like President Donald Trump says, that there are lots of fake news.
New York's Peter King has become the first House Republican to support a ban on assault weapons. King joins 200 Democrats who publicly announced support for a bill to ban semi-automatic weapons and large-capacity magazines. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow off 99 points. The NASDAQ is down 38. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
Hey there, folks.
The needle.
We are talking about Johnny Cash, and I'm sitting here with my friend Greg Laurie. Greg, you keep writing these wonderful books. I want to stay on the subject of Johnny Cash. And then a little later on, I want to talk about, because what you're doing is you write these books, but you're also making these wonderful documentaries. Mm. So you're making a documentary film about this Johnny Cash book, or making a film out of the book.
Yeah.
You did it with the Steve McQueen book.
Yeah.
And what's the other one that you just mentioned?
Billy Graham?
No. You said,
oh, Jesus Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John Irwin, you know, he directed I Can Only Imagine. Yeah. We've had dinner together, the three of us. And so John and I became friends a while ago, and we worked on this McQueen project together. We're going to do a Cash documentary, but he's also doing a film about my life, how I met my wife, how I came to faith, and then the last great American revival, the Jesus movement. So that's going to be a feature film, not a documentary film. And the screenplay is being written. It's kind of weird to see your life put into a screenplay.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's because they compress events, and sometimes they change the timing to fit the kind of rhythm of a film, which is different than real
actually,
life.
Actually, you kind of think that's normal when you're making a film. But if it's about your life, that would be weird.
It is weird. But you know, he says the way John describes it, he says it's more of a portrait than a photograph. You know, so it's a painting.
That sounds like a fudge.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't it sound like he's just making excuses?
Well, it's an
John
interpretation.
Irwin, that is inappropriate.
I had to say, I read it and I said, you know, I kind of like the fictionalized Greg better than the real Greg. But no, it's going to be an amazing thing. And so he's working on it now, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, this is like a documentary. It's not like...
No, that'll be a feature film.
You mean a feature film with somebody playing you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How did I miss this?
Yeah, it's a feature film like I can only imagine, right? So
well, sure, but yeah, I mean that's a huge deal.
They'll have to we actually talked about casting the other day and they had some people
in
mind.
Can I play you?
No. He needs to be 19 years old, this guy who plays me.
I could play 19.
Yeah. And a younger one to play Kathy. So that this is when we were young people when this happened many years ago. As Billy Graham would say, years ago.
There's a band called Smashing Pumpkins. I can't believe
Smashing
that you.
Pumpkins.
But it's almost like when you wrote that for Billy Graham, like you were trying to sneak it in just to cause trouble. Like it's so funny to me that you got Billy Graham in a crusade to reference Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
It's like somebody paid you, hey, yeah, I'll give you $100. I'm telling you right now, if you can get him to reference Smashing Pumpkins and Rat in a Cage, there's another 50 in it for you if you can get him to say Rat in a Cage. And you did that.
I did. Yeah, but that was just, you know, my attempt to... Billy had all the goods. Billy was the most gifted preacher, I think, maybe ever.
One of the regrets of my life is I never get to meet him. There is nobody like him. His voice, I mean, just his voice was such a beautiful voice.
It was.
And that's a big part of it, you know? Anyway, I don't mean to get you off on that. We're
always
talking
happy to talk about Billy.
But your book, Jesus Revolution, which came out, last year?
Yes.
Okay. So that is effectively the template for the
screenplay.
Yeah,
more or less. I mean, they're taking... I did an autobiography years ago called Lost Boy about my life. So they're pulling from that. They're pulling from this book, Jesus Revolution, and other sources as well. And it's a story of going back to that time and culture when, you know, the only time I can think of that reminds me of it is today.
You know what? I'm going to cut you off because we're going to go. This is the end of hour one, but we're going to have you back in a couple of seconds to continue the conversation with my friend Greg Laurie. Folks, please stick around.
I hang my head and cry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.